Welcome to Rady Us, our University of Manitoba Rady Faculty of Health Sciences monthly podcast, where you get to catch up on the headlines from the past month and meet our faculty, staff, and learners making news. We'll also be engaging with our Rady community beyond our UM campuses, so be sure to listen for alumni and partner voices too. I'm Jonathan Wilson from the Rady Faculty Communications and Marketing team. The roundup for the month of November 2024 includes stories about the opening of a new biomedical research facility, recent dentistry awards for students and faculty, and the launch of an Indigenous cultural safety training program, and more. Heard of scientists using mice or guinea pigs for research related to human health, but at a new lab on the Bannatyne campus, researchers are studying tiny tropical fish. Surprisingly, these animals are genetically similar to humans and make great models for health research. The $2.5 million Rady Biomedical Fish Facility is outfitted with leading-edge equipment for studying two species, zebrafish and Mexican tetrafish. One thing the researchers hope to discover is how these fish are able to regenerate their body parts if they're injured. Researcher Dr. Benjamin Lindsay spoke to Global News about this amazing ability to self-repair. He says it could hold the key to medical treatments that will help humans heal themselves.
We're trying to learn tricks from zebrafish and hopefully one day help human health for people that are living with neurotrauma and brain injury or spinal cord injury.
Researcher Dr. Devi Atukaralaya, who co-leads the fish facility, is both a dentist and a scientist. She says discovering how these fish grow new sets of teeth could translate into humans one day being able to regenerate lost teeth.
This will really pave new research to identify like how we can use human stem cells in our human stem cells to grow our own teeth, like custom-made own teeth.
The researchers encourage scientists from other departments to check out the lab's potential for any kinds of health research. A training program designed to ensure that healthcare workers provide culturally safe care to Indigenous patients has been launched by Ngamaswin, the Indigenous Institute of Health and Healing in the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences, in partnership with Manitoba's health system organizations. The program's name in English is We Will Take Good Care of the People. The training will be offered to Manitoba healthcare workers, as well as faculty members and learners in the Rady faculty. It consists of 10 online modules, followed by an in-person workshop. Dr. Marcia Anderson, Vice Dean of Indigenous Health, Social Justice, and Anti-Racism in the Rady faculty, called on everyone in healthcare to take the training.
We all share responsibility for implementing the calls to action of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada, of working towards the calls for justice of the national inquiry into missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit folks, and to really upholding and fully respecting the equal right of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples to the highest attainable standard of health, including the highest quality health care that our system can provide.
Charlene Lafreniere, provincial lead for Indigenous Health at Shared Health, encouraged health workers to do their part to combat anti-Indigenous racism.
And so we all have a role in digging deeper inside ourselves and knowing where we're coming from and taking those opportunities to change. And this training that we're launching creates that space for people. Create space for people to make meaningful change for themselves, for their practice, but that the system we're a part of. And really for the patients and the families that we serve.
Information about the training can be found on the Ngamaswin webpages. Fourth-year dental students Quinn Boyko and Amirali Paknahad recently returned from a week-long rotation in Dauphin, Manitoba. It was the first rural rotation offered at the Dr. Gerald Nisnet College of Dentistry in many years. The experience opened their eyes to what life could be like as a rural dentist. Paknahad said he appreciated that rural dentists get to do it all.
All the dentists did a little bit of everything. They had they had a team approach to the dentistry. And in the city or here, you might see a dentist that doesn't do extractions or doesn't do pediatrics. But everyone did everything there, including us. So we got to do pediatrics, some surgeries, restorative, all that kind of stuff.
Because of the experience, Boyko is thinking about practicing in a rural community after he graduates.
Like, I've always kind of been interested a little bit in going up in rural, and it's always kind of tricky, it's tough, because, just to shadow someone down the street, it's not that hard, right? You just go down the street and you ask them. But to go somewhere like, say, for example, Dauphin, it's a four-hour drive. It's kind of hard to get those connections to even just kind of get your feet wet and see if you that's something you want to do. And this was a perfect opportunity. It wasn't just a one day. It was a full week. You really got to immerse yourself. So I really like just the small town aspect.
4 students in total will participate in the rural rotation this academic year. The initiative is expected to expand to more communities in the future. Balancing a master's degree with young children requires careful planning, organization, and a bit of outside help. Jackie Neufeld, a master's student in the nurse practitioner program, says the Rady faculty's Family Center Kids Club has become an important part of her support system, allowing her to focus on her studies with peace of mind.
Yeah, they love it. They run right in. They're wearing the shirts. They're warmly greeted. Everyone knows their name and is happy they're back. And there's so many centers. There's beading and Lego and bouncy balls. They did yoga once and they love it. They love the activities. They love the energy. There's a really nice staff to kid ratio. So highly engaged staff, a warm, welcoming environment.
Jackie's experience shows how resources like the Kids Club can make all the difference for students balancing school and family.
You need to have lots of different tools in your toolkit to allow you to study, allow you to wear all your multiple hats, to still, you know, because you want to be successful in parenting, you want to be successful in school.
The Rady Faculty Family Center's supports go beyond childcare, offering parent meetups, a private feeding room, and resources for finding childcare options. The hard work and dedication of students, faculty, and staff took center stage at the Dr. Gerald Nisnik College of Dentistry and School of Dental Hygiene Awards evening on November 20th. More than 60 student awards and 10 faculty and staff awards were presented in the Brody Center atrium. For the second year in a row, third-year dental student Sophie Chen received 2 of the college's most prestigious awards, the Dr. A.W. Hogg Undergrad Scholarship for Dentistry and the Isbister Undergraduate Scholarship for Dentistry.
I'm so grateful and honored to receive it again. To have my hard work and doing what I love, pay off is really encouraging to keep pushing myself, keep pursuing excellence and learning.
Third-year dental hygiene student Kiera Stephenson received 2 of the School of Dental Hygiene's most prestigious awards, the Dr. A.W. Hogg Scholarship and the Isbister Undergraduate Scholarship in Dental Hygiene.
Oh, it's just amazing. I can't even describe the feeling. I put a lot of hard work into this, but I also had a lot of support from my classmates, teachers, and everything. So it's wonderful.
Dental technician Jose Correas was one of the 3 staff members who received recognition. He received 3 awards, the student-nominated staff awards for dentistry years 1, 2, and 3.
It's a very nice feeling because you can sense the students appreciate what you're doing with them.
A program through the Office of Interprofessional Collaboration is helping students connect with Indigenous communities through ceremony. The program, which is supported by the RBC Experiential Learning Travel Initiative, began in 2017 as an experience for interprofessional students to work together in First Nation health centers and nursing stations. Over the last few years, the program has evolved to include students helping at Sundance ceremonies in 4 communities. A Sundance is a sacred ceremony that, while once outlawed in Canada, has made a resurgence in many Indigenous communities. Since the program's inception, 48 learners from 8 Rady programs have helped in 10 ceremonies. This year, students from nursing, midwifery, pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, respiratory therapy, and medicine took part in 4 Sundances in Spruce Woods, Missipuistic Cree Nation, Opaskwayak Cree Nation, and Pamisikamak Cree Nation. Second-year medical student Dustin Erickson took part in a Sundance at Missipuistic Cree Nation this summer. He said that during the experience, he was able to have powerful conversations with community members about the importance of culture in their healing journey.
It was really incredible to see how powerful, culture and community is in, not only, again, in their culture, like things like ceremony, but in their overall health and well-being. So many people while I was out there had said it, and I 100% agree, is that, we learn about these things in class, about how important it is to incorporate, values and culture and community into, our practice and stuff like that. But you really don't don't see the extent of how powerful it is until you're out there seeing, you know, people immersed in culture, immersed in ceremony, those sorts of things. So yeah, it was just incredible to see that.
Jordan Braun, who graduated from nursing in October, took part in two Sundances over the last two summers. Braun is Métis and wanted to witness Indigenous ceremony and see how that relates to his own identity. He said he recognized the power ceremonies had for those who took part, and he would like to be involved again in the future.
Something that we've been trying, or that seems to be taught more in nursing more recently, is seeing health like holistically instead of just like as physical health. It's like see it as like physical, mental, social, and spiritual. And it gave me like some concrete examples of like how spiritual health can go on to like impact someone's mental health and then improve like their physical health along with that.
Dana Reisling, a second-year occupational therapy student who grew up in rural Manitoba, was involved in two Sundances this summer. She helped with building the Sundance logo and assisted with smudging. She said the experience opened her mind to using a holistic approach in her future work.
I think like just the experience in general, the whole thing overall, is really going to stick with me. And especially like what I really saw was the community level care. We like in Western medicine, we kind of have a tendency to focus on the individual person, and often at the cost of, like the individual becomes separated from their community. Like they're like all the specialists are in Winnipeg. And if you need to see any specialists, you need to go to Winnipeg. Like it's not the same because we were like within a day, easy day trip distance, but like even growing up in rural Manitoba, like you have to shape your whole life around specialist visits in Winnipeg. And it's even more so for people who like have to fly here, or it's like an 8-hour drive, kind of thing. And so, yeah, just considering how I can incorporate community level care, and like help people still be part of their community in while they're receiving care in some way.
Thanks for joining us today. What did you think? Send us your ideas and feedback to radymarketing@umanitoba.ca. Read more about this episode's stories by visiting our UM Today Rady Network news site at news.umanitoba.ca/network/Rady Faculty of Health Sciences.